More cancellations and delays for air travelers as security concerns remain high. British Airways grounded another flight bound for the U.S. today and one headed for Saudi Arabia tomorrow. An Air France jet headed for Paris from New York was diverted last night. But so far, there have been no arrests and no evidence of specific plans to launch terror attacks on airliners. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
For the second day in a row, British Airways Flight 223 is not making the trip from London's Heathrow Airport to Dulles International outside Washington, D.C. This particular flight has been a magnet for security concerns since New Year's Eve, when the plane was pulled aside after landing for additional screening. Homeland Security officials remain mum about the intelligence that's leading to these decisions. Department of Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson told NPR the agency only makes these decisions for very good reasons.
We will only cancel a flight if we have specific, credible intelligence that there's a particular concern on that flight. It is a very unusual event to do that. You look at the thousands and thousands of flights each day, only a very small number would be considered for cancellation.
Two flights from Mexico to the U.S. have been canceled in recent days for security reasons, and a total of six Air France flights were kept on the ground just before Christmas. Yesterday, security jitters led an Air France flight out of New York to make an unscheduled landing in St. John's, Newfoundland. St. John's Airport President Rex LeDrew says the pilot made that decision after learning he had a piece of luggage on board that didn't belong to anyone on the plane.
Then the aircraft was checked and the piece of luggage located, which is quite easy to do nowadays because that's part of the new security, is to know where the luggage is, specific pieces are.
The plane flew on without that piece of luggage. Air France later said the problem was the result of a misunderstanding. A passenger who travels frequently with the airline had decided to cancel his trip rather than pay an excess baggage fee. St. John's Airport official Rex LeDrew says this sort of thing happens every couple of months, but when it does, it causes a big to-do.
We brought out our fire department and our local police, our national police, our security people, our own staff. It was a big, it's a big production in the middle of the night, but certainly one that is well worth doing, and in this day and age, you can't do enough of it, of course.
The diversion of the Air France flight had a clear cause. It's harder to decipher the reasons for other delays and cancellations. The Wall Street Journal reported that the decision to cancel Air France flights before Christmas was based on faulty information. The newspaper said that, according to French police, two passengers whose names caused the alert turned out to be a child and an elderly woman. Charles Slepian, an analyst with the Foreseeable Risk Analysis Center, says this shows one of the weaknesses of the current system. Security officials are still tripped up by the uncertain science of untangling foreign names.
If your name is Ali Ben Mohammed Algeri, you may put down Ali Ben Mohammed, period, and leave out the Algeri. Secondly, some names sound the same but are spelled differently, and so they're spelled phonetically, and when it hits the list of known terrorists or suspected terrorists, that name will come up even though it is not the way the individual would actually spell the name.
The Department of Homeland Security says that on some flights, half the passengers' names may set off alarms, but secondary checks usually clear up any questions. That's why the U.S. is requiring air carriers to send in names as early as possible for background checks to avoid cancellations. For now, the agency hopes passengers will see these delays as signs of vigilance. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.